This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
As mentioned a few minutes ago, typically at this time on a Thursday, we'll spotlight the weekend. We did that a little bit earlier with some of the crazy events, the out of the ordinary sort of things, like the
family fun.
Family fun that is happening with the wrestling some of the other cool stuff. Jumbo Shrimp are in action again after a very hot day game yesterday. They're back at 7:05 at 121 Financial Ballpark. But something that's coming up tomorrow and Saturday this weekend is a near and dear issue to our hearts because, all of us too, because it involves our furry friends, our family members, those that we call our additional ones. And it's the return this weekend of the Florida Mega Adoption Event. It's actually been away for the last couple of years. So to make that return at the Expo Center at the Jacksonville Fairgrounds, kind of a big deal. We wanted to bring in Mike Bricker, the Chief Animal Care and Protective Services in studio. Why has it been gone the last few years? What happened?
I guess because COVID and we didn't really have as much interest, but now it's back and it's back in a big way. People are clamoring for this. Everybody's so excited.
And it leans on partnerships too, because ACPS is not the only one, right?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, so this is sponsored by Petco Love, and it's led by the Florida Leaders in Lifesaving. And we have a partner in Jacksonville Humane Society that's kind of running this whole thing. And 11 other partner shelters will be there as well.
So what's it going to look like?
Amazing. As many cats and dogs in one spot. If you're looking for a cat or dog, this is the place to go. It's going to be loud. It's going to be a bit chaotic, but it's going to be filled with love and happiness.
One of the last ones that we did before COVID, we partnered with y'all, and we helped to set up some of the cages. I think I still have a broken finger from trying to set up some of those cages. But then we went down there for it, and it is loud because you got all the dogs and cats that are barking and meowing and everything like that. But if you're looking for a forever family member, you're going to find it there.
Oh, of course.
All breeds.
There's no better place. Small dogs, big dogs, kittens, puppies, all of it. They'll all be there this weekend at the fairgrounds, Friday and Saturday.
And is this something where, like, there's a limited cost to do the adoption and whatnot? What does that look like?
The adoption fees are waived. So the most you'll pay for if you're a Duval resident is $20 for the license, but that's it. All of our dogs are going to go home with, like, leashes and collars, the ones we bring from Animal Care and Protective Services. We're bringing 80 dogs alone the first day, 40 cats, and that's just us. There's 10 other partners that are bringing dogs and cats as well.
Wow. What's the need right now for adoption? Are you at capacity with shelter?
We are. Across the country, summer is the highest months for intake. So we get the most cats and dogs in right now. So all of our cat kennels are filled. All of our dog kennels are filled. So this is going to be a dream come true.
In fact, you guys have been promoting online the Join the Kitten Army.
Yes.
Which is, it's adorable, but it shows the need that y'all have.
Oh, of course. So we have the Kitten Army and we have the Space Force, which is another foster program. But we do. We do need that space. And Duval County, I mean, there's plenty of space here for cats and dogs. So come and get them.
We look forward to that Friday and Saturday at the Expo Center at the fairgrounds. Christine, I'm looking at you because I have a feeling that you need to add a second dog to the family.
If a second, a third, it would be a third.
Oh, a third. Okay.
Yeah, so that's the only thing.
Join the army. We have three.
Three's a good number. I have three, too.
I know. That's what my son says. My son says that's the only thing from stopping us from getting another dog is if we have a third dog, we would not get a fourth.
Well,
so
come on
we need
down.
A third is what he said.
Friday and Saturday, I'll personally walk you through. We'll find somebody for you.
Look at that. You've got
oh,
a personal
connection.
The connection that we make at these events, we can all speak to it personally, but what has it meant for you as you've made the connection with the ones that you've brought home, Mike?
Oh, amazing. This mega event in particular is so special to me. I've done this mega event in New Jersey, in Delaware, in Pennsylvania, in Texas, and now in Florida. I adopted one of my dogs from a mega event. But seeing these cats and dogs go home on that day in such a large number, it's just a feeling that you can't replicate. So cats and dogs that generally get walked by in our shelter or maybe don't have as many eyes on them, they'll go home on this Friday and Saturday. So all of our volunteers will be super, super happy, our staff. It's just amazing. We're going to see so many families come together that day.
If they don't go home, what ultimately happens?
We're going to bring them back to the shelter. We'll be open again on Sunday from 10 to 6. So we'll be doing more free adoptions on Sunday as well. So we'll keep it going. But we'll have much more space to highlight those individual cats and dogs and spend more time with them because of all the adoptions that will happen on Friday and Saturday.
How long have some of the dogs and cats been in shelter?
It depends. We do have some that have been there as long as a year. So we have a couple. One that it's just a really special girl. Her name's Juliet. She'll be there. We actually made some trading cards we're going to be handing out for her. She's one of our longest residents, but she's good with everything, cats, kids, dogs. She's a little black bully mix. She's amazing. She'll be there. Look out for Juliet.
We look forward to that. And is ACPS a no-kill shelter?
Not yet. So we're really close. So
you want to get to that point?
Correct. This month, actually, though, we're saving 90% of the animals, and which is the no-kill benchmark. Mm-hmm. And because of this event, I'm sure we're going to end that way too. But we're hovering around 86%, so we're so close. But we will. We will be that 90%.
And between the partnership that you have with the Humane Society, I mean, there is – it's an incredible partnership where there really isn't a competition per se because you all have the same goal. You don't want to be in business long term,
exactly.
I would think, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't want this job long term.
No. Definitely something different. But yeah, the Jacksonville Humane Society has been such amazing partners. Them bringing this mega back is huge for not just us, but all of Florida. So we're super excited to have them in Jacksonville as well.
So message to the community and probably to any kids who are listening right now, bring mom and dad down there.
Yes.
Bring
please.
Your heart.
Yes. Come on down. Our cats and dogs will do the rest. If you want a cat or a dog, there's no better time than this weekend.
And they're spayed and neutered, right?
Spayed and neutered, microchipped, fully vaccinated, ready to go. They're ready to go in your home. They're all set.
All right, so it's Friday and Saturday at the Expo Center at the Fairgrounds, 10 o'clock until 6, 10 in the morning until 6. So we'll see you either, tomorrow, right after Jacksonville's morning news? Look for Christine out there.
I'll be looking for you.
Okay.
I can't wait to see the photos of dog
number
3.
I can't go, because if I go to even cover it, I will come home with a puppy. There's
that happened
no way.
Once before, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah?
It did happen once before.
Yeah, it sounds like
before.
A good thing to me. I don't...
to me too, and that's the problem.
Okay, good.
And I love that each one of these animals has a story.
Oh, each one. Yeah, for sure.
You have staff there who are going to be able to share that story and some of that
staff
background.
Staff and volunteers. We have a dog that's coming. His name's Nimbus. He is amazing. He was found on the side of the road, completely emaciated. Our vet team did everything to save him. He's now kind of chunky, and he's ready for adoption. He'll be there too. But yes, each and every one of these pets has a story, and our staff or volunteers knows each one of them.
And Mike Bricker, the Chief Animal Care and Protective Services, between the staff and the veterinarians, can you briefly speak about the care that they put into it when these animals are brought to shelter ultimately?
Sure. I mean, it's the staff and volunteers at our shelter and all the shelters just work so hard. Our veterinarians putting in 60 to 70 hours a week right now. Mm. To make sure that all these cats and dogs are ready for this event. But any time an animal comes in that needs a little extra TLC, staff or volunteers are right there to do everything that animal needs, whether it's just like a fluffy blanket or some one-on-one personal time, they're doing it. So it's this weekend is what it all comes to, right, is seeing all the work that they've done for these animals and then seeing them actually go home to a family. So there's no better feeling.
So now it's on you, and we're looking at you right now. So if you want to add, not you, well, you.
You too.
You too.
I'm hiding.
We're ready for you, and we look forward to seeing you at the Petco Love Mega Adoption Event tomorrow and Saturday, 10 till 6 at the Fairgrounds. Mike Bricker with Animal Care and Protective Services. Thanks for all you do every day, and in advance of this weekend, best of luck. I hope it's a mega event.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right.